Allah, Allah, start your day with remembrance of Allah. Start your day with remembrance of Allah.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. Dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel, welcome back to another fantastic episode on this silsila, The Early Echo. Wherever you are in the world, we hope that you are fine and that you are safe and your family is safe as well. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, you know, there's the beautiful hadith, as per our routine, niyatul mu'mini khayrun min amalihi. The intention of a believer is better than his action. Another beautiful hadith, afdalul amali an niyatul sadiqah, that the best action is a truthful intention. You'll notice this environment of Dawud Islami, there's always an emphasis and reminders with regards to making good intentions, because many of us, we forget to make it, and thereby we forget that we can earn so much more reward by making good intentions. Let's make some now. That, oh Allah Azza wa Jal, I'm watching, I'm listening to the silsila of Madani Channel for your rida, for your pleasure and happiness, for the pleasure of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. What I learn, I will try to practice and convey this message to others. It is of utmost importance that if I want to taste the sweetness of my knowledge, then I will have to practice upon it for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There are so many wonderful blessings for the recitation of salawat, durood-e paak, salutations upon the cause of creation, the cream of creation, the crown of creation, the owner of Jannah, the knower of the unseen, the intercessor of the Ummah, our most merciful master, the last prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He said, Allah has indeed stationed an angel at my grave. This angel who was given the power to hear all of creation. Until the day of judgment, there is none who sends salat upon me except that it, the angel, informs me of his name and his father's name by saying, so and so, the son of so and so, has sent salat upon you. Subhanallah. Reciting salawat, durood-e paak, upon the beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam is indeed a priceless blessing. Because of reciting it, difficulties are eased. Poverty turns into prosperity. Sins are forgiven and a person is showered in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And let's listen to a beautiful kalam. صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم
یہ ایک جان کیا ہے اگر ہو کروڑوں یہ ایک جان کیا ہے اگر ہو کروڑوں تیرے نب پر سب کو وارا کروں آپ پر قربان میری جان یا رسول اللہ آقا فدا کا یا رسول اللہ آقا فدا کا یا حبیب اللہ آقا فدا کا یا رسول اللہ آقا فدا کا یا حبیب اللہ ہے آرزو ہماری ہے جستجو ہماری ہے آرزو ہماری ہے جستجو ہماری نبی پہ جائیں صدقے نبی پہ جائیں واری نبی پہ جائیں صدقے نبی پہ جائیں واری
کہتے ہیں برملا ہم مایوس کیوں پھرے ہم کہتے ہیں برملا ہم مایوس کیوں پھرے ہم سرکار کے گدا ہے کوئی نہیں ہمیں غم سرکار کے گدا ہے کوئی نہیں ہمیں غم کوئی آقا قسمت ہے یہ ہماری ہر دم غیلب پر جاری قسمت ہے یہ ہماری ہر دم غیلب پر جاری
واری نبی پہ جائے صدقے نبی پہ جائے واری نبی پہ جائے صدقے نبی پہ جائے واری
آپ پر قربان میری جان یا رسول اللہ
فدا کا یا رسول اللہ فدا کا یا حبیب اللہ فدا کا یا رسول اللہ فدا کا یا حبیب اللہ ہے آرزو ہماری ہے جستجو ہماری ہے آرزو ہماری ہے جستجو ہماری نبی پہ جائے صدقے نبی پہ جائے واری نبی پہ جائے صدقے نبی پہ جائے واری
رنجو علم ہمارے سب دور ہو گئے ہیں رنجو علم ہمارے سب دور ہو گئے ہیں ہم ذکر مصطفیٰ سے مسرور ہو گئے ہیں ہم ذکر مصطفیٰ سے مسرور ہو گئے ہیں آقا سزا ہے یہ ہماری چھوڑے ہم دنیا داری سزا ہے یہ ہماری چھوڑے ہم دنیا داری
نبی پہ جائے صدقے نبی پہ جائے واری نبی پہ جائے صدقے نبی پہ جائے واری
آپ پر قربان میری جان یا رسول اللہ
فدا کا یا رسول اللہ فدا کا یا حبیب اللہ فدا کا یا رسول اللہ فدا کا یا حبیب اللہ سارے میں تمہارے ہیں قسمت یہ ہماری ہے قربان دلوں جانے کیا شان تمہاری ہے
وہ خوش نصیب جن کو حاصل ہے ان کی نسبت وہ خوش نصیب جن کو حاصل ہے ان کی نسبت پاتے ہیں چین و راحت کرتے ہیں ان کی مدحت پاتے ہیں چین و راحت کرتے ہیں ان کی مدحت آقا کہتی ہے دنیا ساری حسرت ہے یہ ہماری کہتی ہے دنیا ساری حسرت ہے یہ ہماری
نبی پہ جائے صدقے نبی پہ جائے واری نبی پہ جائے صدقے نبی پہ جائے واری
آپ پر قربان میری جان یا رسول اللہ
فدا کا یا رسول اللہ فدا کا یا حبیب اللہ فدا کا یا رسول اللہ فدا کا یا حبیب اللہ ہے آرزو ہماری ہے جستجو ہماری ہے آرزو ہماری ہے جستجو ہماری نبی پہ جائے صدقے نبی پہ جائے واری نبی پہ جائے صدقے نبی پہ جائے واری
ذکر نبی سے اپنے سینے کو جگمگائے ذکر نبی سے اپنے سینے کو جگمگائے دربار مصطفیٰ میں سر اپنا ہم جھکائے دربار مصطفیٰ میں سر اپنا ہم جھکائے
آقا
ہو اشک ندامت کے آنکھوں سے اپنی جاری ہو اشک ندامت کے آنکھوں سے اپنی جاری
نبی پہ جائے صدقے نبی پہ جائے واری نبی پہ جائے صدقے نبی پہ جائے واری
آپ پر قربان میری جان یا رسول اللہ آقا
فدا کا یا رسول اللہ فدا کا یا حبیب اللہ فدا کا یا رسول اللہ فدا کا یا حبیب اللہ سارے میں تمہارے ہیں قسمت یہ ہماری ہے قربان دلوں جانے کیا شان تمہاری ہے
یہ پنج تن کی الفت اصحاب سے محبت یہ پنج تن کی الفت اصحاب سے محبت غوث الورا کی چاہت مرشد سے یہ عقیدت غوث الورا کی چاہت مرشد سے یہ عقیدت مرشد سے آقا محسن یہ جانی ساری قائم رہے ہماری محسن یہ جانی ساری قائم رہے ہماری
نبی پہ جائے صدقے نبی پہ جائے واری نبی پہ جائے صدقے نبی پہ جائے واری
آپ پر قربان میری جان یا رسول اللہ آقا
فدا کا یا رسول اللہ فدا کا یا حبیب اللہ فدا کا یا رسول اللہ فدا کا یا حبیب اللہ ہے آرزو ہماری ہے جستجو ہماری ہے آرزو ہماری ہے جستجو ہماری نبی پہ جائے صدقے نبی پہ جائے واری نبی پہ جائے صدقے نبی پہ جائے واری
صلوا علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم ماشاء اللہ عز و جل سبحان اللہ how wonderful the beautiful sights of Madinatul Nabi Masjidun Nabawi the grand green emerald dome of Madina Sharif سبحان اللہ عز و جل may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through the wasila of Aqa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam take us there time and again Take us for Hajj and Umrah time and again. And may we be also included amongst those who receive the shafa'ah and intercession of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on the day of judgment. Ameen bijahi khatamin nabiyyin sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We are talking about the one and only. We are talking about Habibullah, the beloved of Allah, the coolness of our eyes, the coolness of our hearts. We are talking about our most merciful master. We are talking about the crown of creation. We are talking about that personality who is the role model, who is the leader, who is the hero of every single believer, the miraculous Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, subhanallah azza wa jal. We owe it to ourselves that we must learn about him. We must not just learn about him, we must read about him, we must listen about him, and we must tread in his footsteps. This is essential for us in order to develop love in our hearts for the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Loyalty to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, obedience to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. As Al-Quran has mentioned, مَنْ يُطِعِ الرَّسُولَ فَقَدْ أَطَاعَ اللَّهِ That whoever has obeyed the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, so indeed he has obeyed Allah. Obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala lies in obedience to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Do you know that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, before going on the migration from Makkatul Mukarramah, zadahullahu sharafa wa ta'zeema, to Al-Madinatul Munawwara, zadahullahu sharafa wa ta'zeema, he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sent a very great sahabi, Sayyiduna Mus'ab ibn Umair radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, to Madina Tayyibah. In order to spread the message of Islam, to do da'wah and tabligh and propagation of Islam, and to prepare the area, to prepare the arrival of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and Sahaba ikram alayhim ridwan from Makkah Sharif, the Muhajirun, the migrants, those who migrated. So Sayyiduna Mus'ab ibn Umair radiallahu ta'ala anhu, a very great Sahabi, read about him, you will be amazed, subhanallah azza wa jal, about each and every Sahabi. When he arrives and he puts in his efforts, he does neki ki da'wat, he invites towards goodness, he invites towards Islam, subhanallah azza wa jal. Many, many people of Madina Sharif become Muslim. And during this time, Sayyiduna Mus'ab ibn Umair radiallahu ta'ala anhu, once he was teaching a lesson on Islam to the new Muslims. And amongst them was Sayyiduna Abu Abdul Rahman radiallahu ta'ala anhu. During the lesson, whenever Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was mentioned, Allahu Akbar, the eyes of Sayyiduna Abu Abdul Rahman radiallahu anhu, it lit up in longing. His heart grew restless. He deeply yearned to see Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And you know, this restlessness just kept growing until he exclaimed that my heart can't take anymore. If only this year passes quickly and the Hajj season arrives so that I may soothe my eyes with the ziyarah, with the sight of seeing Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in Makkah Sharif. Sayyiduna Mus'ab ibn Umair radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, he heard this, he smiled. He saw this love, this enthusiasm, this passion in the heart of Sayyiduna Abu Abdul Rahman radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. And he said, "Oh Abu Abdul Rahman, be patient, have sabr. The time will come." Ibn Maslamah radiyallahu anhu, one of the other companions who were attending the lesson, also started to say, "My heart will never be at ease until I see the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This time cannot pass fast enough." After saying this, he stayed silent for some time until eventually these words came out from his lips. He said, "Oh Mus'ab ibn Umair radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, please describe to us the beauty, the handsomeness and appearance of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam." Dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel, I want you to listen attentively and listen how and what kind of deep respect and reverence and love Sahaba Ikram alayhim ridwan, the honorable companions, had for the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sayyidina Mus'ab ibn Umair radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he starts to describe the appearance, the beautiful appearance of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Look at the unique mannerisms of Sahaba Ikram alayhim ridwan. He sits on his knees as you would in the tashahud position for salah. He lowers his head, he closes his eyes. He visualizes the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then he raises his head and begins to explain. And what does he say? He says, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is fair in complexion with a subtle tinge of red. His eyes are large and beautiful. His eyebrows join. It appears this way when he is being looked at from afar. His beard is copious, full. His chest is broad. His neck is radiant like a silver jug. When he faces somebody, he turns to them completely and gives them full attention. Beads of perspiration on his luminous face appear like white pearls. He is not excessively tall nor short, but perfectly of moderate height. I have not seen anyone as generous, as brave, truthful, reliable, tender-hearted, or softer than him in conduct." Allahu Akbar. Whenever he is mentioned, the eyes fill with tears and they become totally engrossed in thoughts of him. This is ishq of the highest levels. This mahabba, this ishq, this mawadda, this intense longing and love of the Sahaba Ikram alayhim ridwan is one of the lessons that you and I need to learn in our lives. That what is the level, what is the state of the love of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in my life? How much does he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam feature in my life? How much does his sunnah feature in my life? Subhanallah. If it doesn't feature a lot, then which direction am I going in? Who am I listening to? Who is manipulating me to follow their footsteps, their fashions, their ideas, their concepts, their social constructs? Let's come back. Let's come back to obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and obedience to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Because only in that lies true success. Because we want to leave this world with iman so that we gain entry into Jannah, to paradise and heaven through the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, through the shafa'a and intercession of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But we have to listen to them. We have to obey them. We have to be loyal. A Muslim is one who submits his will to the will of Allah Jalla Jalaluhu. And the companions alayhim ridwan, they are supreme role models after the Anbiya alayhim salam. They are the supreme role models. They are the ones that they are our heroes. Their loyalty to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah. Every now and then, we should try to do this. Try to close your eyes. Try to be alone in a place where there's no disturbance, no noise. And close your eyes and imagine the grand green emerald dome of Masjid al-Nabawi. Imagine that you're standing in front of the golden grills. Subhanallah. And you are giving your salam to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You are giving your salam to Shaykhain, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq, Sayyidina Umar al-Faruq, radiyallahu ta'ala anhumah. Just imagine it. Imagine, and you are pleading in the court of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Because he is the master. He is the leader. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made him our master and our leader as well. This is in order to develop closeness, a close attachment and connection to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. By doing this regularly, you will feel some difference in your life. Try it out. What? You don't have nothing to lose. Try it out, inshallah, azza wa jal. Subhanallah. You know, the great scholar, Shaykh Muhammad ibn Hussein Ajurri, rahmatullahi alayhi, he says that it is a great disadvantage for the ummah to remain unaware of the attributes, excellences, and perfections granted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in this world and the hereafter. What a great negative, what a great disadvantage that I don't know about my beloved master. I don't know about his perfect life, his perfect lifestyle, the sunnah. And I don't practice upon it. So whose traditions, whose ways am I practicing upon? Seriously, sincerely think about this. Whose path am I treading on? Whose ways am I, whose lifestyle have I adopted in my dressing, in my thought procession, in my living, in my talking, in my day-to-day activities, my daily activities? Whose lifestyle? Allahu Akbar. Don't I want to be close to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on Yawmul Qiyamah? Don't I want his intercession on the Day of Judgment? Don't I want to drink from the fountain of Kawthar? Don't I want the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the Day of Judgment? I want all of these things. I need to work for it. I need to put in efforts. And those efforts are here in the world. It starts here in dunya, in this world, this short worldly life, which is replete and complete and full of tests and trials and difficulties and calamities. This is the place of testing of the believers. And if we have patience and we continue making sure we have established our salahs, no matter what trials and tribulations we are facing, that we earning only that which is halal and permitted, no matter what trials are there in our lives, that we continue observing patience, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reward that person. But many of us have become impatient, and to make a quick buck, to earn quick money, a person would not hesitate in many instances to earn something which is doubtful. Allahu Akbar. So let us sincerely think about this. Allah Jalla Jalaluhu has mentioned in Surah An-Nisa verse 174. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الناس قد جاءكم برهان من ربكم. Translation from Kanzul Iman. O people, indeed, there has come to you clear proof, that is Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, from Allah. The commentators, the interpreters of the glorious Quran have mentioned that here Burhan refers to irrefutable evidence. And in the context of the verse, that irrefutable evidence is indicated in the person of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam himself. Subhanallah. Alhamdulillah azza wa jalla. We have a short clip, a filler. صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم.
Whilst many miracles of Sayyidina Rasulullah صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وسلم were witnessed by his beloved companions, there is one miracle which remains with us today, Al-Quran Al-Kareem. It is the eternal living miracle. The Arabs at the time were masters of their language, masters of poetry. But when they heard the Quran, they were stunned. They were petrified. Its beauty, its rhythm, its depth, and of course, truth could never be matched. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala challenged them, فَأْتُوا بِسُورَةٍ مِّن مِثْلِهِ. Then produced even one chapter like it. Nobody ever could. Even if they all came together. And beyond its language, its preservation itself is miraculous. 1400 years have passed, yet not a single letter has changed. The Quran is more than a book, it is the kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to humanity, the constant proof of the prophethood of the beloved Messenger sallallahu alaihi wa ala alihi wasallam. So if you seek a miracle, don't look far. It's in your home. It's on your shelf. Just waiting for you to open it. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam.
Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah azza wa jal. Beautiful Madani pearls, and indeed our Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam came as a miracle. Subhanallah azza wa jal. Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alaihi wasallam, what can we say? In these few minutes, we will never ever do justice to describing the beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. In fact, from head to toe, he was a miracle from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the miracles of the Prophets alaihi wassalatu wassalam, they are there given by Allah Jalla Jalaluhu, Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. And Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala grants each and every Nabi of His these miracles, these supernatural acts. Subhanallah. Why? As these are proofs of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala's dhat, His being, and His sifat, His attributes as well. And Allah Jalla Jalaluhu gave some prophets alayhi musallam one miracle, some more than one miracle. They have their own specialities, like the miraculous hand of Nabi Musa alayhi salam, the melodious voice of Nabi Dawood alayhi salam, the profound beauty of Nabi Yusuf alayhi salam. Subhanallah. But when it came to his beloved Habib, when it came to the final prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, his most beloved sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made and sent him as a complete miracle from head to toe. We are not seeing this out of just emotion. We are seeing this out of facts and reality, and what is taught to us in Islam. From the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam's blessed body, from his blessed height, from his blessed sight, from his blessed hearing, Allahu Akbar, each and every thing, each and every angle that you look at, is a miracle from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, a miracle of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Just to give you a quick idea, you know the blessed ears of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam were beautiful to behold to those who were looking, who were seeing. They were exceedingly white, whilst his blessed hair was jet black. The contrast between the two, it made for a sight like no other. Ummul Mu'mineen, the mother of the believers, Aisha as-Siddiqah radiallahu ta'ala anha, she explains, amidst the extremely black hair of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, his ears seemed like two bright stars in the night sky. Allahu Akbar. What a beautiful analogy. I mean, they saw this. Sahaba ikram, they saw this for themselves. They saw the nur of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that it would outshine even the light of the sun. Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Abbas radiyallahu ta'ala anhuma, a great sahabi of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he mentions that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not have a shadow. He did not stand in the sunlight except that his light, his nur, his light outshone that of the sun. And he did not stand in the light of a lamp except his light outshone the light of that lamp. Subhanallah. This is from head to toe, as I mentioned. He is a miracle of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allahu Akbar. And all we have to do is learn about him, read about him, listen about him as well. Don't deprive ourselves. Many people are busy reading fictional stories, are reading different kind of books out there. But how about I dedicate some time also? If I need to read those things or self-help books or whatever it is to develop myself or maybe in the work that I'm doing, how about I take some time out, I dedicate some time to read about the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, read about his seerah, read about his engagements with other people, how he would talk to people, how he would sit, how he would eat, how he would sleep, how he conversed with people. Allahu Akbar. How he behaved with his spouses, how he behaved with Sahaba Ikram alayhim ridwan. Subhanallah. And you'll be amazed. Because he is the practical role model, the practical implementation of the rules of Al-Quran is the life of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Again, we owe it to ourselves. Don't deprive ourselves. Don't deprive our next generations as well. Continuously talk about him. We love Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. How about we study his life? And subhanAllah azza wa jal, you know what? Dawud Islami has material for all of this. You visit dawudislami.net, you can download free ebooks on different topics, hundreds of free ebooks. Or if you need a hard copy, then visit the closest Maktabatul Madina, the publications department and bookshop of Dawud Islami, and get your copy as well. Subhanallah. And in this way, we must become a reading nation again. Keep reading. Firstly, Al-Quran. Then read about the seerah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Sahaba Ikram, the Awliya Allah, the Ahlul Bayt. Make sure the weekly booklet that comes out from the side of Dawud Islami, that we read it cover to cover. The Mahnama, the monthly Faizani Madina magazine, that we read beautiful articles, some of it by our students of Jami'a as well. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. By doing this, we will pick up a few points here, a few points there. If we punctual with the Sunnah inspired Ijtima, we'll learn something there. We'll learn some Sunnah and Adab, some social etiquettes. Until next time, keep watching Madani channel. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Allah, Allah, start your day with remembrance of Allah. Start your day with remembrance of Allah.